will do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe on in the volume 5, and this is letter number 1455, and this is dated Baruch Hashem, the ninth day of Adar in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe says, I received your letter from Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh, from the portion of Truma, and I was in pain to read in it that your wife is feeling weak. And not only is that, but you also add in your letter the words me'oid, very weak. So the word with me'oid. So the Rebbe says, probably for sure, you're adding this because of your morish chayre, depression of yourself, in addition to the upsetness, morish chayre, and the nerves that your wife is experiencing. So if both of you would have strengthened your trust in the blessed Hashem, that He is the one that creates the world and fills and everything that's in it, and also your world, you together with your children at every time and every instant, every time and every instant, and Hashem supervises you with a specific supervision so that you should not be lacking anything that you need, and for your children, may they live. Therefore, don't get involved in Hashem's business and to worry how Hashem is going to provide for them everything that they need eventually. Everything is known and revealed to Hashem. Hashem has already set up your food in a wide way, as our sages ruled, that that in the 10 days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you have the ability, it's in your hand to add to that. The more you spend on education of your children in the direction of a Torah education, that direction begins as soon as the godly soul enters, brings down from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, when that takes place right away, and also whether it's a bris or women, they same time, it doesn't matter, so then, if you would trust Hashem, then you would see openly Hashem's blessing. I'm adding here, I'm attaching over here, also I'm giving you the booklet that came out for Purim, and I'm sure you will publicize it in a fitting way. I am in pain of the fact that there is no news of the activities of the Tzir Agudas Chabad in connection with the Yortzeit of Yud Shvat that passed, and with the Purim now, and it seems like there was some disagreement that appeared at Lvovis. So how long, the Rebbe says, would this discontent be, Rebbe used lush, dancing amongst us? In other words, say that the Sotan is Merakid, this unhappiness, Rebbe Yad Moshe is Merakid Beneinu, especially after our holy Rebbes are in pain about this Inyan, or they're yelling about this thing in this detail for many generations. Is it not possible that there should be the mind controlling the heart of at least as far as the actuality? Self-understood that my words here are not intended not to an individual, but to the general youngsters, to young people. And for sure that this, whoever this fits him should accept upon them to correct this as soon as possible, especially in the days of Purim, which is the time of Ishapcha, that we turn it around, as explained also in Chassidus and Teruah, in many areas, that this is the idea of turning the darkness to light. So they should use that excitement that was before in the matter of separation, of the discontent that it was, that from here on this should be burning and motivation in the matters to correct and in the matters that are applicable to actuality. Each one should reflect how great the pity is on me and on them. So what are you utilizing me? You know, the Rebbe says, for what things are you using me? So that's what. So And what do you have to devote your energies, the physical and the spiritual, and blessings for a joy of Purim properly and to continue it for the entire year? But you know, they were not getting along, and then Rebbe's trying to get them to work together instead of utilizing their energies to find separation, to the diversion, but to actually unite and to find use the efforts for positive, for good things.